What's good? It's your boy A, motherfucking Fresh, and welcome back to another It's Up Now podcast. I got my boy Germs World, D Money, OG Tay, and Sweet Key. What's good with y'all?
Hey,
all right, how's everybody doing today?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Dude, so we're gonna start off with the first topic of the day, and that is Chad Willa bitch ass. What y'all think on it, man? Hello? The fuck?
Oh shit, my bad.
Yeah, well, I automatically assumed that everybody knew the situation. So, but Chad Willa is the bitch ass nigga that beat up the African American sister. And yeah, y'all know the deal. What y'all got on it, man?
You know what, bro? I don't even think a lot of people know about the chick. It's been real quiet.
Right.
It's been bigger on Twitter than anything else, really.
Yeah.
Twitter kind of blew it up.
Yeah, it's...
I think that's the problem that everybody's trying to make the name with such a heinous crime and such a heinous act that he did. But the fact that it's not more mainstream and it's not an everyday household name that we can think of. That when we say Chad Willa, a lot of people don't even know the situation. So when you say the name, it's like, who the fuck is that? But then when you get to explaining it, everybody has that little slight like, oh, I heard about it, but I really didn't hear about it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really know what was going on. But me personally, I think I'm not just somebody who's gonna say something about it being a black woman. Of course, that's number one. But the fact that it's a woman in general, you know, to be attacked the way that she was and to be beaten the way that she was by a man of his stature is just unexcusable. It's unexcusable. In football, you've seen so many things happen and so many situations occur where men have been basically nailed to the cross for less, and then for a situation like this to occur, and it basically gets swept under the rug, kind of shows we have a bigger issue in American society. Just because the color of your skin, you definitely do have advantages that other people don't have. You know, Michael Vick's career came to a screeching halt because he participated in dogfighting. Ray Rice punched his wife and they reconciled and they're still married. Yet he never played football again.
Right.
This guy, soon as this thing occurred, soon as something jumped off with him in this situation, the first thing that he says is mental issues. He runs to mental issues. And I don't think that that's necessarily fair, because why is it that every Caucasian or vanilla faced person that does something is retarded or they got mental issues? Why don't the black people get that?
Right.
When 9 times out of 10, the African American community is the community that's gone through more trauma, that's gone through more hardships, and we personally in our minds are more fucked up than those people. But everybody, you know what I'm saying, with situations, you know, I look at every situation differently and I look at everybody differently. You know, everybody's their own individual, so I'm not gonna sit here and put everybody in the same category. But what I will say is right from wrong. Everybody know I don't trust actions, I don't trust words, I trust tendency. And if the tendency is the same majority of the time, then I'm gonna go with it.
Right. I just think how it's crazy how fast, how slow, like the situation came out, but versus everybody else, like when it's a black man, he comes out like the next day, or like soon as somebody hears about the a crazy situation, like that's crazy. Like, and I don't even think the NFL has made a statement on that situation yet. Only to see, and even the team, the Seahawks, ain't even saying nothing. They just released them, which is cool. But normally they release a statement on what happened, or they'll, you know, follow up with something like that. And it's crazy, like how nobody has said anything about the situation, and it's just continued on. Like it's kind of crazy.
I feel like it wasn't highlighted as, first of all, we have a black woman that's in a relationship with a Caucasian man. Not too many people take sympathy on a black woman. Just his charges are only, you know, a first degree domestic violence and unlawful imprisonment. And I think he assault on an officer or something like that. Or, no, resisting.
Freeze. Now, I bet you guys are wondering who the fuck is that typing in the background like Mavis Beacon. Unfortunately, that is me, your boy, A motherfucking Fresh, and I was just looking up some information due to our podcast so I can make sure that I'm very informed and sound enlightened. Of course, I am enlightened, but I just had to touch up on some things. And also, I was at work while I was doing this podcast, so I definitely want to apologize in advance for this very tragic listening experience. I do apologize. Now let's get back to the regular podcast at hand.
And as the story goes, it's clear what he did was attempted murder, but they're not going to put that on him for one, like I said, because it's a black woman. And black women in society, we have less value than other women. That's a known fact. So being that she's a black woman with a white man that's also in the NFL, honestly, they don't give a damn about her. Because you see, everybody's making it about him. Nobody's really making it about her, which really sucks because she's the one that's receiving the traumatic end of it. I don't care if he does have mental issues. He should have known to refill his damn medicine. And it all started off because she didn't want to bow to him. So I don't feel bad for him at all. I feel like he really deserves a attempted murder charge, especially how the whole story went with him saying, like, you're still alive. He went to go eat his dinner. Like, I don't care about him having a mental illness at the end of the day. I don't have no sympathy for him at all.
I agree with you, Tay. And I wouldn't have known about it if you wouldn't have posted that inside of the group chat or whatever, because, I mean, like you said, they're not talking about it at all. I mean, we're hearing more about what happened with LeBron James and that little white girl compared to us hearing about a domestic violence thing that happened with a football player. So I just like, I feel like, you know, they don't care about African-American women. They're just like, you know, just another black female who got her ass beat by her white man. And I feel like, you know, he needs to fucking go to jail. He needs to do, something needs to happen. Instead of them just saying, you know, he had a mental health breakdown, so he needs to be in some kind of mental health treatment. No, he needs to fucking be in prison for X amount of years because that shit ain't right.
And this also goes back to, you know, how the internet has this protect black women thing, like black men don't protect black women. I get on Twitter and there's black men saying, well, like, if she didn't mess with a white man, this wouldn't happen to her. Like, domestic violence doesn't happen throughout all races. Like, blaming her for being with a white man, like, that's just sickening and further makes women feel like, damn, are y'all really not for us? Like, y'all really blaming her for being the victim. And that's really sickening to me.
Right, yeah, that's kind of crazy. I didn't do that.
Yeah, that ain't, you can't blame the victim. I hate victim blaming. That situation, she had no control over it. She had no control over it. Besides bowing down, had she bowed down, he probably wouldn't have whooped her ass. But who the fuck is gonna bow down to somebody just so they don't whoop their ass? That's just inhumane.
Yeah, he definitely. I don't feel those charges need to go up. And for him to get on the internet and do all that apologizing and still plead not guilty, I mean, I understand, like, everybody deserves a fair trial, but, like, you are completely guilty. Like, at this point, you just need to swallow the pill and take your consequences. Like, you are guilty. You know you snap, and just because you're saying you're off your meds, it's your responsibility to get your meds refilled, and I don't care. I just have no sympathy for him. And this is not to say I don't have sympathy for people who have any type of mental illness, because that's not the truth, but he knew better. He knew better.
Like, he pleaded not guilty on this?
Yeah, he pleaded not guilty. Wow. And this is, like, that came out.
You already know why.
Of course, and he's not going to do no real time. He's not. For one, he's a white man, and he has white privilege, and he's in the NFL. He's not going to do no real time for trying to kill this girl. He wanted to kill her.
They're probably going to blame it on the fact that he didn't take his meds, which is fucked up. But, like, the thing I see, like, going to your point, Tay, about the black man saying, you know, she hadn't been with a white man, it's going to happen to her. I was thinking about that earlier when I was thinking about this whole story. I was talking to somebody else about it. And I was like, yeah, that's not, that's fucked up, because any color, you know, has domestic violence, but he's probably looking at it from the situation, like, you know, where some women be like, oh, I'm going to get me a white man because they treat you better than a black man. He probably was trying to say, like, yo, it can happen in any race, but he probably didn't know how to deliver it because he was in his feelings because he was a white man. But oh, either no, way, it's fucked up.
They was simply
either
like
way,
that.
It was fucked up. But, like, the situation, like, Jeremy had touched on with Ray Rice, like, Ray Rice's wife was black, and he hit her, and, you know, I thought that video was real disturbing, to be real. Like, I thought dude should definitely got kicked out of the league. I thought he definitely should have went to jail. But this Chad Willis situation, like, he ain't even got kicked out of the NFL yet. Like, they kicked Ray Rice out, like, no, soon as that shit.
They kicked him out the NFL. They made a statement.
I ain't seen nothing about it.
They made a little vague statement saying that he was released and said that now he's a free agent. That's why I was asking Aaron about that. But said
That means he's still in the NFL. He just off the team.
I thought he was off the team. Okay, well, the team.
You can pick him up now.
Like, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, when Ray Rice hit his wife, they got him out the league quick. This man nearly killed his wife, and he's still, like, just a free agent. And the crazy thing is, like, I got Bleacher Report app. Like, they alert me with everything on sport. They ain't alert that shit. You know, they ain't put that up there, which is crazy because they would alert anything else.
That's a whole black couple, though. We're talking about a white man. That's a whole black couple. So
They report everything to do with sports, but they didn't report this story. And I just thought it was funny as fuck because, like, anything else that's going on with drama, they report shit. Because, and not to mention, yo, this, I just looked it up. This man is 6'7", 318 pounds.
And she's like, 45 pounds. Like, she's
dude
we're gonna move on to the next topic. We got the T.I. and Tiny allegations. We're gonna let Sweet Key rock out with this one because I don't know. I mean, I know a little bit of it, but you know most of it. So go ahead.
So, story has it is that it was this Instagram post where all these females were coming forward saying that they were drugged by T.I. and Tiny and raped. And they were saying that Tiny was worse than T.I. That, you know, she would get real fucked up, but she was the one who was calling them, you know, setting up the meetings for them to meet up and have a little party, smoke, pop pills and all this stuff, drink and get real fucked up, and then they would have their way with them. They said there was one instance where they had like an orgy or something like that, but I think it's something crazy because, you know, for T.I. to be like very protective over his daughters, you know how he always be like, you know, he just be very protective. Right. And then you turn around, if this is true, I mean, we don't know. But if this is true, then it's crazy that you are like that. Like this wholesome man who protects his children, but you out here fucking with underage. I think one girl was underage. An underage girl or something. It's crazy. That shit is crazy.
Yeah, also, a lot of people, he came off as like overprotective, but we got to think about that thing that he said about, you know, making sure his daughter was still a virgin. Like, she's a grown woman. You're taking, at some point, it's a little bit disturbing. That's why these whole rumors, I don't put shit past nobody, especially these celebrities living these past lives, and they think that they can get away whatever they want to because they got money. So I'm not going to say it's false, and I'm not going to say, you know, it's true, but either way it go, I feel like T.I., he just took it too far.
He's a sexist! He's a sexist!
But no, T.I.'s a little bit disturbing. I don't care. It's just something about him. Like, he takes things a little bit too far.
Yes. One of them said that, like, the way that he handled the females, it's like he tried to, like, degrade them or belittle them in front of Tiny to make her feel good or whatever because she has some kind of insecurity issues, some shit.
That might be that little weird ass fantasy couple shit. I mean, I heard that I don't know much about this story. I'm hoping that shit ain't true. Like, I don't know yet. Ain't nothing been proven, so I'm gonna let them do their job or whatever. But I heard that they like used to have like girls come in and do threesomes and orgies and shit with them, and they would like pay them. But I ain't never heard that they was like their age. But this might be new. This might not be, because I think that's like what happened with their relationship. They said T.I. was with some girls and he left Tiny out and she found out. So it was like cheating to her because she was like, damn, we used to just do it together. I think he did it alone or something. So that's what she was mad about with the cheating situation. I think that's how the whole Floyd Mayweather beef came about too, because she like, I think she like cheated back to get back at him or some shit. I don't know. But this shit right here is different. Like, I would hope he ain't on no shit like that as much as he be like, you know, empowering black people and, you know, showing different ways to make money, and he protective of his daughters, and, you know, he in the political business. You know, I would hope
sometimes there's those be
can I let me
those be the ones. Those be the ones.
Listen, Linda. If I could see it with the way that I rip a sass, the way that the reprimand is.
Shut up, stupid.
Nah, but for real. Like, when the fuck are we as a people? I got a bigger question. Mind you, me personally, I don't give a fuck, okay? Why don't I give a fuck? Because this is the question that we as a people need to start asking ourselves. Why do we care about somebody else's sexual preferences? Why do we care about what somebody is doing in their bedroom? Now, the underage part.
She was 17. She said she was 17 when this happened.
That don't, bro. Hell no. Nah. I don't believe that shit.
She said she was 17
even
when
it
happened.
Even in this situation, is 17, would I fuck a 17-year-old? No. Now, everybody on this podcast, just like everybody in America at the age of 17, knows if they want to be fucked or not. Right or wrong. At 17, right. We make rational decisions. Time out. You make rational decisions. No, can you listen? Let me finish. I'll let y'all finish. At 17, you know whether you want to be fucked or not. At 17, I could have asked you, yo, Keish, Chris Brown finna have an orgy down the street. Is you down to get fucked or is you going home? 9 times out of 10, you know what the fuck you was gonna say. Everybody trying to hit with that bullshit. Well, hey, at 17 years old, in half of the states in America, they're legal. At 17, half the states of America, you legal. You of age to make that decision. Now, was she drugged? That's something different.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah, you are legal. Some states at 17.
Yes, at 17, you're legal at some state. Nigga, I'm pretty sure the state that you live in, you're legal at 17.
Oh, no, it's 18. But I see Arkansas, it says 16. Colorado says
it's 16. Yes, trust me, I know. What I'm saying to you is at the age of 17, you know what the fuck you gonna allow or what you ain't gonna allow.
It's a lot of them that say 16.
Did I not just say half the states in America at the age of 17? Your ass is legal, nigga. You ain't got to tell me.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. So don't tell me at 17, you don't know it. Fuck that. Just like R. Kelly bitches. At 17, they knew whether or not they wanted to be pissed on. You going bad.
But it's yo. Jeremy, it's more so about the drugging aspect. Like, nah, that's not
again, cool. Did you not hear me say? Now, if you was being drugged, that's something different. But I'm pretty sure. Let me tell you a secret.
And a lot of them said that they were being drugged.
They wasn't shooting these niggas with tranquilizer dogs. These motherfuckers is having conversations. They already knew what the fuck yo. Was going down before they was going down with it.
But you, wait.
Listen, I don't want to hear that. Like, a lot of people try to flip that shit and switch that shit and put celebrities on this pedestal that they themselves aren't even holding themselves to. Hold yourself to that standard. At 17, what was you doing? If you had the opportunity to walk in a room and have sex with your favorite celebrity, you probably gonna do it. Oh, let's be real. Let's be real. You probably gonna do it. Now, you can't tell me I can fuck Rihanna and I could get some good dope at the same time. Bitch, please, roll that shit up and let me hit that bitch right now. Damn, at the same goddamn time. So who the fuck, what you mean? A lot of this shit, a lot of people don't hold themselves.
they don't take the time to put themselves in that situation and then ask themselves, what the fuck would we do? A lot of these people, it's people in Greensboro that's fucking hoes and fucking, you know what I'm saying? They getting it in how they get it in. But in their defense, they ain't back. Don't, you know what I'm saying? They just ain't fucking Raekwon and his girl. They, you know what I'm saying? They fucking Raekwon and his girl, not T.I. and Tank. You feel me? Like, you feel me? His bitches out here that fucking... Let's be clear. The same motherfuckers that's mad...
Raekwon and his girl.
You feel me? Let's be clear. It's the same motherfuckers that's mad that T.I. might be drugging these hoes is the same bitch that'll go fuck them. That'll go fuck the plug for a $40 eight. You see? Don't play with me, man. Don't play with me, man. Let's have a real conversation. At some point in America, what the fuck goes on in the next person's bedroom needs to stop being our business. But we need to stop concerning ourselves with that. Who they fuck don't make me come? What they eat don't make me shit. So why do I put so much time into that shit? What the fuck, somebody else sexual purpose, that shit ain't got nothing to do with me until they bring that shit to my doorstep. And if they bring that shit to my doorstep, that then again goes back to it being a personal decision. Do I want to or do I want to say
that? It would have been a big story had they left the drug part out. I think everybody would have been cool with shit if it hadn't been like the drug inserted. Even though, like you said, the age, that shit, it bothered me personally because I got daughters. But like you said, it ain't my business. But at the same time, I don't think they would have made it a fucking huge story had they left the drug part out. Like, they would have just said, oh, she's 17, fuck the age. But the drug part is probably what got everybody's attention. Like, but I personally, I don't feel like...
They ain't get enough when they said it. They ain't get enough responses from the jump. So they had to throw something else in there.
What was your
I don't feel like that nigga would have to drug nobody, to be real. It might sound insensitive, but I just don't feel like certain people would have to drug nobody. Like,
what was your rebuttal to it?
The thing about it is some of them said that, you know, at times they took to, some of them said that, you know, it was times where they were like regular hookups, where they would call and say, look, come by, we gonna do this, do that. But then it was times where they also did not know that they were drugged, is what they're saying. So, and they were like, you know, how come they didn't ask me this time? Why did they jug me this time? Somebody said they woke up and they were bleeding or some shit. So it was like, you know, that's crazy. Yeah, so it was like, it was a whole Instagram post with a bunch of females saying what happened to them.
And then,
I can't find it right now.
Wasn't Tiny whooping ass too if they didn't listen to her? Like, it was a lot of shit in the messages. Like, they said Tiny was running all that shit, and if they didn't listen to her, Tiny was acting bitches and everything.
So Tiny was acting like the last skin chick off of Players Club, spanking bitches and
all that. But apparently that's what he was doing. Like, you don't put your hands on nobody. Like, if they not down with what you down with, okay, tell them to leave. Y'all can find somebody else that's gonna be down, but you put your hands on somebody.
But why would you go? Like, if you know Hollywood be on some weird shit. I wouldn't even go to Hollywood.
Maybe they were going to expect a threesome or to do drugs, but when you put your hands on somebody, they're not listening to you. All you gotta do is tell them to leave and invite the next bitch in. You don't have to put your hands.
I don't want to go to no celebrity party to see some weird shit. I don't want to be a part of no weird shit. So trust me, if I ever got invited to a celebrity party, I'm not fucking going. Cause I'm nobody to be going to them kind of parties. Like, no, that ain't for me. Yeah, and I already heard about all the weird shit they be doing. I'm not going.
Right.
But like I said, like one of them said something like, she was wondering why she was drugged and she woke up bleeding, and come to find out, Tia had told her that somebody else, I don't know, somebody named Chris or some shit, he had let Chris fuck her.
Yeah, that's disturbing as fuck.
No. That was the day that I had went down to Tip House and shouted, you know what I'm saying? He said, my bad, I ain't mean to bust her like that.
I want to trauma bust her like that.
He told me she was good.
Yo, we're gonna move on to the next topic. We got manscaping and shaving. Tay, you wanna go ahead and lead this up?
Yeah, definitely, man.
Goddamn,
what you got on it, OG Tay?
Y'all need to stop. Manscaping.
She got you.
Nah, she got that goat hair down there.
Clean it up. Clean it up. Don't be having no goddamn crazy ass, big ass bush down there. Like, trim it, you know, make it look neat. Nobody wants that, you know, crazy looking shit down there. I don't care if you are a man. Clean that shit up down there.
More OD crazy like that to begin with. Second off, I'm not about to be walking around.
I asked a question. See, okay, so y'all want it like.
Because the way Keisha explained it to me the other day, it was like, it seemed like I had a ball dick.
No, I did not say that. No, like, I don't have to just trim that shit. My thing is, y'all want females to get so nasty.
I've had that before.
You want females to get so nasty, but you want females to suck your balls and all this stuff, but you want to have a hairy ass bush. Who wants fucking dick? That's my
It'd be cold outside.
Nah, listen.
No,
listen,
you have cold. Hairy balls. Listen, I'm not putting none of them hairy balls in my damn mouth. Say that shit. Trim it down.
I've had mixed reviews. I've had girls tell me, you know, I've had girls like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I've had a girl, like, you know what I'm saying? Shorty, she told me from the jump, like, I'm not sucking your balls, I'm not licking your balls unless you shave. So, but I also had girls that's like, yo, you giving me the whole porn star vibe right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck you got going? So, like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like meeting in the middle. But I will say this. I will be the first to tell you this. The biggest issue with shaving your fucking balls and, like, your shit is that shit itches so fucking bad.
Hell yeah, bro.
Dude, when that shit start growing back, bro,
that shit is like, fuck.
Scratching your nuts like you got the dust balls. And I don't got time for that. First off, I keep my nuts very clean. I keep my balls very clean. I like to wash. You feel me? I'm like Malik with the OCD shit. You feel me? I got to wash my balls. But what the fuck, bro? When that shit grows back, it's like a nigga don't wash his balls because he's steady scratching them home, bro. That shit be itching too. And then we have sex with y'all. And then, like, you know, nigga like me know how to make a girl have secretions and shit, you know, get the juices flowing. Man, them juices get the going on my juices. And that shit get the trickling.
Hey, yo.
Y'all gotta meet a nigga in the middle, man. Y'all gotta meet a nigga in the middle.
And that's why we said trim it. We didn't say you gotta be bald.
Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about, too. The two over there, no, left eye and got the nigga, look at this nigga looking like Bob Marley's Julia down there. This motherfucker know what the fuck I'm talking about.
So what y'all got going on, Sweet Key and Tay? Y'all be having little designs on y'all shit or what?
If you gonna do it, you know what I'm saying, you gotta go.
What?
Or you gotta have the landing strip. The landing strip.
I like the little zigzag type zone. I seen it on a forum before. I'm playing. I seen it on a forum before.
Y'all crazy.
The landing strip, and then one girl had like the little triangle one time. I seen it. I said, "Oh, she in a little."
That's cool, right there.
I like it.
That was cool.
That little thin landing strip, cool.
Keisha said,
"Once I go to eat that thing, I don't want no hair in the way."
Oh my god!
It's gotta be the.
It's shot. Like they trim that shit.
Triangle.
Yeah, it can stay
it's
at the
like
top.
It's like they know what they're doing, man.
Not a fro triangle.
They go to the barber shop to get that shit done.
Not a fro triangle.
Gotta get in that box.
Ask y'all something.
Hey, that shit feel better when you fuck through and that shit.
Hey, I heard y'all coochie hairs grow back fast. Is that true?
Oh my god! Yes. Oh my god! Y'all, it is annoying. And look, okay. My hair grows fast. I cut my hair off and it grew back. My hair grows fast. That shit is annoying. It's very
that
annoying.
That shit grow back as fast as my mustache grow. Oh, I know coochie hairs be back in 2 to 3 days. Okay, do you hear me? That motherfucker be back
why,
push with.
That's why when
push.
A female get a wax, you better come that day. Because you know what? And you say, I'm going to be back and we're going to be pissed off. And we done got that whole wax and you ain't come and wax this shit.
It's going to be like a little prickly pear.
I thought the wax lasts long though.
it does last longer, but I swear within like 2 days, you like, I just did.
And another thing, y'all need to start getting y'all coochie steamed. Y'all need to start getting y'all coochie steamed.
It's called a
yoni steam. It's called a yoni steam.
Yoni steam does not do anything about hair. It's called a vajayshul, is what you're talking about.
I'm not talking about no damn hair. I'm talking about the juice. I'm talking about hair right now. We're talking about, we in the pussy department. So therefore, I'm talking about pussy protection plan. I'm trying to get this bitch the pussy protection plan, okay? Do you want to keep your man? Well, come to Jeremy's pussy protection plan. And this is how you do it, okay?
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh, what?
You're horrible.
I'm gonna go follow me on TikTok so I can give you more details on how to keep your man with the pussy protection plan. Yes. Huh?
You're gonna get banned again.
Come and get some.
Oh my gosh.
Come and get some what?
Get the hell on.
I'm just saying. I'm not getting banned no more.
So one person said that y'all like the strip and y'all like the little triangle. Would y'all rather y'all female to be like wax bald or?
I prefer bald, but yeah.
I mean, okay, secret. Well, go ahead, Darius. I will go last on this one. I mean, it depends. I mean, I don't want no big ass bush. I wouldn't mind a little patch of hair over the top of the clitoris out the way. So when I get ready to eat that thing, I ain't got to worry about no little hair balls in my mouth. But I mean, wax is cool, but it don't have to be wax. But it just can't be that big ass bush, especially in the fucking summer. You know, the hair sweat. That shit get a little musty. And you might try and smell that shit. Get that shit up out the way.
Make me sick. Oh my gosh.
See, okay, now this is what I'm gonna say about that. I will hope ain't nobody giving me no tart pussy. I hope that pussy has been washed and cleaned. Freshened pussy. I don't want no tart pussy. Don't give me no seasoned shit. That shit need to be washed within the last hour, 45 minutes, somewhere within there. But okay. Me personally, I'm gonna tell y'all a secret, cause Darius and Aaron ain't gonna tell you the truth. Me personally, y'all ask me what we prefer. Really doesn't matter what we prefer, cause we fucking whatever come out in draws, okay? Whatever you pull, come out in draw, and we see. I don't give a damn if her coochie. If Tay Coochie got her hair cut. I don't care. Niggas is gonna get it, okay?
Oh my gosh.
Look at fuck. You got curly hair up there. You got curly hair down there. Okay.
Mind your business when it comes to my hair.
No, that's what he said on.
It's a joke and shit like, damn, girl.
On Malibu.
Damn, girl.
Oh, bitch.
Hey, crazy. Pass me the Gosta B glue real quick. I'm trying to keep this shit. I'm trying to keep your coochie hair edges down.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Pass me the Gosta B glue. I am trying to keep your coochie hair. Hey, that's a good one. I'm going to use that one later.
Moving on to the next topic, man. We got, what's the smallest reason you ever cut a person off? Jeremy.
Go ahead, Jeremy. Oh, brother.
Oh shit! All right, so as y'all know, I'm very, very silly. So like, the first thing that come to my mind is the first thing I'ma say. So like, you know what I'm saying? That shit could be good and that shit could be bad. But most of the time, you know what I'm saying? My shawty like it until she get mad at me, whatever. So I'm a jokester. So the first date I had with this girl, she was real cool. She was fire. You know, she looked really, really good on that and shit. So I finally linked up with her, you know, we smoking. And as you know, when you smoke, you know what I'm saying, you get high, you get the giggles and shit, you get the laughing and shit. So I'm smoking, I'm making jokes with this bitch. And this bitch's laugh was by far the worst shit I've ever heard. I knew that the first time I heard her laugh, that we would not make it another day. See, let me take you deeper into the date. So it was like, everything was cool and I made a joke. And she did the laugh. She was like,
oh my
God. What the fuck?
Bruh.
At that point, she plays it off.
this bitch played worse. You know, Chanel West Coast got the yeah. Right in there, she got the bullshit. I think I could deal with that more than I could deal with the choke me out 5,000 that this bitch ain't doing. So when she did the first lap, she sipped some drink. So she played off. So at that point, I'm thinking like, oh, this bitch done choked the song. You know what I'm saying? Like, she just choking on her food and shit. So then I make another joke and it's like, this bitch really laughed like that. So, like, at that point, I'm trying to, like, speed the dinner date process up. But y'all got to know me. Y'all know it's almost impossible for me not to be silly. So, I'm trying my hardest not to say jokes and shit. But it's just happening. And she's standing over there. Like, just standing over there. Like, the people walking by in the restaurant, like, looking at her, like, good, like, you know what I'm saying? The waitress done came over there twice and brought two cups of water. Nobody asked for water. The waitress heard this bitch's laugh and assumed she was choking. So the bitch done brought the motherfuckers some water. I'm like, yo, get me the fuck out of here, man. To this day, the girl be liking my posts and shit. And she asked me why we never hang out no more. I just be like, I'm just really, really busy. I have to be very, very busy. Yeah, just my schedule is not. My schedule is not like linking with yours. And
hey, Jeremy.
I do apologize.
Hey, Jeremy. You should have FaceTimed her and told her a joke just to see if she still laughs like that.
Guys.
Sure she does. I'm pretty sure she does.
Matter of fact, for y'all, I'ma sneeze record that shit. I'ma call like, girl, I see some shit that made me think of you.
Oh my God.
Like, what? She gonna do that shit. I tell you, she gonna do that shit.
Aaron, what about you?
I didn't wanna be the charge in the murder.
So one time I was, you know, doing this week. I think I told y'all this story one time, but it was the worst. So, you know, we was having sex and shit like that, and her mom was just trash. Like, she was saying, oh my. Oh my. And I'm like, wait, what happened? Oh, nah. Like, oh, nah. I gotta go. Like, this shit, like, bro, what's up with you? Like, I ain't never heard this kind of talk before. This sex talk is trash. Like, she sounded like a trailer or something, talking crazy like that. But it was, I mean, it's not too much to the story. But yeah, that's pretty much the small.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Aaron, that made me think of something. I don't mean to cut you out. Look. But I do gotta tell this story real quick. Alright. So I remember one time I about fucked this girl. Like, I really, 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 really wanted to fuck, right? Like, I knew I was going nut fast. I just knew it because I really, really wanted to fuck her. But she, you know me, I'm silly and I know how to get myself out of situations. So as soon as I put my dick in, as soon as I put my shit in her, I was like, oh God, it feels so good.
What the fuck? Why would you do that?
I like, nah, I just play.
What the fuck?
Like, oh, hell no. Bro,
what?
Oh, God, get the fuck off me. No, we ain't doing it. Home?
No, yeah, I'm talking about 2 seconds in. Why they got there? Oh, God. Oh.
What the fuck is going on?
What? I said, nah, I'm just playing and see what that did for me. What that did for me. Real niggas know. You know what I'm saying? You get to talking a little bit during sex. It's like a refresher. You feel me? It's like the blood release and then the blood go back to it. So it's like you brand new again. Oh, I was good then. I was good then. After the little joke and shit, that's all I needed was a refresher. Then I was going in. I got to get in it again, okay? But to this day, she be like, Jeremy, you remember what the fuck you did when you put that back in me the first time? I said, you going, ooh, ah. Just as a woman, can you imagine? As soon as the nigga slide in, he do that.
I would have thought you was having a seizure. Get the fuck up out of me. Don't fall up. I'm having a heart attack. You ain't about to die in me.
Right, exactly.
I seen her face, I bust out laughing. that pussy is the top of it.
You about to have me sitting at the damn jail and you laid up in here dead. I'm getting the hell out of here. Period.
What about you, D?
Yeah. I got up in that pussy and died. That's how I want to die. I want to die in that pussy.
D Money, what about you? What's the smallest reason?
Spider-Man.
Shut the fuck up. So, I was chilling with this girl.
That nigga is a wall climber.
Chill, yo, chill. I was chilling with this chick and she was like, she was too hood. Like, it was just like, yo, like she had no chill. Like, she was just rough as fuck, acting like a dude and shit. I'm just like, yo, why you so gangster and hype? And like, it just, her whole mood would just turn off, bro. I'm just like, yeah, I don't think
that
so.
That bitch like, Darius put his wallet in his shoe. He was scared. You was scared of Darius.
Nah, bro. It was weird, bro. Like, she just was so fucking extra. Like, I don't know. She was, like, ready to fight all the time. Like, she was just aggressive as fuck. Like, yo, like, just chill. Like, we're supposed to be chilling for the first time, and you just, like, coming out real, not towards me, just, like, about her own shit she had going on. I'm just like, it's just kind of weird. Like, I don't know, bro. I just was like, yeah, I don't think. I just got bad vibes from this shit. I was like, yeah, I ain't going out no more. She seemed like she had a lot of drama around her. I was like, nah, I'm good on this shit. Like, a nigga might pull up to our house one day and start shooting some shit. I'm like, yeah, I ain't good off that. Yep, I had to keep it.
Oh, yeah, that's my type of bitch. Let me hug him real quick. Mm-hmm. I like a bitch to give me an adrenaline rush. I put my life on the line.
I think somebody had bad breath. I think that's probably it. Like, their breath was bad, and I just couldn't do it. So.
I ever talked to somebody with AIDS?
What?
Mm-hmm. Nah, me neither.
Jerry, why did you do?
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Everybody said.
What the fuck?
That came out of person. The smallest reason I cut somebody off is because they had that white stuff that comes out.
Oh my god.
And that shit looked nasty as hell, and I cannot talk to you every day, and you got that foam out the mouth. That shit nasty.
Somebody said to me they're hungry or they're thirsty.
That's pretty intense right there.
It means they dehydrated. That means you dehydrated.
He needs to fucking drink water. But I ain't fucking with him no more after that. I was like, that's nasty. Yeah, that's
some nasty. I used to have to my coach all the time, man. I used to be like, you nasty bastard.
I also stopped talking to somebody because they were saying am instead of I'm.
Oh, girl.
Am going to the store. Hey, man, this shit is stupid. Like, are you retarded? Is it crack?
Is it crack? What instead of what?
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
you guys.
What the fuck is going on?
You just say what? Stop it.
Huh?
We was waiting on you.
Oh, my bad.
Who, me?
I'm kind of. No, I got like 3 chats at one time. But,
That ain't the cover.
Hold on. Was that it?
Yeah.
All right, let's
do it. No, I thought we was doing that, LeBron James.
LeBron and white girl, real quick.
LeBron.
All right, so moving on to the next topic, we got LeBron James and the white girl heckler the other night. What you got on the D Money? I know you was watching that game.
Man, I called it like the tail end of the shit. I don't even know how the shit started, but like I was watching Undisputed like the next day. Like I seen a little bit of it. They was going back and forth, and I was watching Undisputed, and she tried to say like he told her to sit the fuck down, bitch, or some shit like that. And he went on to say like he don't think that they should have got kicked out. He thought it was a little excessive, he said, but he felt like she was going above and beyond, and he thought that she was with her dad, but it ended up being her husband. And he made a little joke about the shit on, I think it was Twitter or Instagram. And I seen that shit, and I was dying laughing. I said, bro, I posted that shit earlier. I said, bro, he petty as hell. Like, that shit was just funny that he said he thought it was her dad instead of her husband. But, like, she was doing a lot. Like, I think the husband was, like, a lot more calm than she was. Like, she was really trying to get her little fame going. over nothing. Like, but he said he didn't feel like that should be thrown out. But at that point, like, the people that worked there was doing their job. They felt like she was going, like, they was like, every time he passed by her, she would say something. She wouldn't let it go. And he was trying to play basketball. So they felt like at that point, they had to remove her because she was just, like, pushing that button, like, constantly. And even though they had season tickets, they was like, fuck that. She got to go.
Yeah. You see what happened, Jerm? I didn't know what was really said. I just know she was just talking shit. But did you guys see her, that girl's body? That shit looked like shit.
It looked like weird. It's weird as fuck, bro.
Okay, let me explain to you what I saw from my point of view. From my point of view, from my research and the things that I acquired through knowledge, what it was LeBron James was having a verbal altercation with the husband. The husband and LeBron James had a few words amongst men. From there, the wife, she proceeded to open her fucking mouth, speak towards King James. King James responded, bitch, sit your ass down. When he told her to sit her ass down, she then started to come on the court. At that point, the reason why she was asked to leave, not only for LeBron James and the Lakers' safety, we also didn't want to allow them to get COVID. This bitch is a civilian. She could have been carrying COVID. What would she have done to the game of basketball if she spoke on LeBron and spit on LeBron, and then he gets COVID? Just saying. Me personally, I do feel the fans should be there, but not those kind of bitches. Those bitches should be in the rafters. She should be ejected from any fucking Hawks game for the rest of her life. She should never be able to come back.
I feel like they shouldn't be able to sit that close to the court anyway. They need to be up further so that.
Hey, but you know what? Keisha, I remember, I'm bad for cutting you up, but I remember me and you was talking about this a while back, about the whole NBA starting back. And Adam Silver said the rules was fans could be there if they sat 30 feet away from the floor. That ain't no fucking 30 feet.
Right,
she
can
throw a drink in his ass. I don't know when the rules change.
Right, because
they don't
take the fans out the court and choke that bitch out.
He said she had court side feet.
Yeah, they don't test the fans for Rona when they come in. So he said the rule was, in order for fans to be there, they couldn't eat, they couldn't drink. They had to keep their mask on at all times, and they had to sit 30 feet away from the court. And I'm like, that rule
damn sure was not wearing a mask.
Right. That shit changed real quick. I don't know what the hell they got. Either that shit ain't that serious, or they just don't give a fuck like they say. Something ain't right. Somebody lying, something there.
Yeah, because she told LeBron James, don't be talking to my husband like that. Don't fucking talk to my husband. Don't fucking talk to my husband. And that's
what that nigga LeBron said.
I seen a report, though, I think, where him and LeBron had gotten to it before when he came there, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't check to see like how true it was, so I don't know for sure. But I think they had an altercation like in the previous game or some shit, and that's how it started, supposedly. I don't know if
well,
that's
if
true,
that's the case, then they should not be allowed to any games that LeBron play.
Nah, they ain't gonna do that. They want that money. They gonna get that money, regardless. He apparently he got a lot of bread. I don't know exactly what he do, but shit, the way her body look, he paid for that, I'm sure. And they had season courtside tickets. He got some money, so
he paid for her body because he needs to get his fucking money back.
You see the way that shit look?
That shit look like trash. That shit
it's trash as fuck. So,
Dr. Miami,
to a back alley doctor or something.
Period.
That shit look horrid, Burkino.
Should have took her ass like, to Dr. Miami.
Period. That's what I just said. Like, she needs her ass done. I don't know what's going on with her rib cage, but she was looking crazy.
That shit look like she like that fucking alien off of Men in Black. The shit that was smoking the cigarette. That shit rough.
Right.
All
right,
I appreciate you guys rocking out with us once again. And remember, it's up.